this video, it's morbid. It really stinks to start thinking about your parents and death and, you know, mortality. It's a terrible thing to talk about, and it makes people sad and emotional.
CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful CPA, Marit, and we have a interesting topic for you today. It is, I think a lot of people in our generation are kind of starting to deal with this now, so it's definitely a good one to bring up. Can be a little morbid, but we're talking about deeding your property to your kids. So if you're like me and Marit and you have parents that are getting a little bit up there in age and they're talking about deeding their house to you as their child to avoid things like probate, it might not be the best idea. In fact, it's definitely not the best idea, but I think it's a very old school way of thinking, and we're going to dive into that a little bit more today.
Yeah, and I think it's good for you to know, because even if you're not planning on dying soon, hopefully, you know, you might have someone in your life who is making preparations for that. And if they want to deed their house to you, you need to know enough to be like, whoa, let's, you know, dial it on back and talk about it, because you would be the one that would be affected in terms of, the big one is taxes, right? So even if, you know, you can get around just all of the messy splitting up of the assets when someone dies, say if you have siblings and things like that, taking all of that out of the equation, just in general, we don't recommend that you to your own children deed your property to your children or gift it to them while they're still alive. And the big reason is because of taxes, right?
Yeah. So yeah, we've actually talked about it a lot, because like Chris's parents they're significantly older than my parents. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, should we buy the house from them to, you know, buy the house from them and rent it back to them? Would that benefit them? Would that help them out a little bit? That was one of the options we had discussed. And then we had talked about the idea of, you know, maybe they need a trust. And then we talked about the idea of them deeding the house into Chris's name or mine and Chris's name. He's the only child. So we had talked about all these different options. And the more we talked to tax professionals and attorneys, it was like, don't do that. All these options are going to cause a higher tax burden for me and Chris as the children down the road upon death, if you will. Or even if we had bought the house now, we would have that tax burden even now, which isn't great. But the tax burden to put your child's name on the deed now versus them inheriting the house later is very, very different. There's something called a step up in basis that you receive if you're not on the deed. Do you want to dive a little bit into what a step up in basis is?
Yeah. So the step up in basis, as well as the holding period, which is how long you would be holding the house for, those are the two things that you, when it comes to getting the home, let's just, you know, use me and my parents for an example. If they are going, they might say, okay, well, I want to deed the house to you now to avoid probate. That way there's no mess when I die and it will be so much easier. The first thing is that you can avoid probate, like Kristen mentioned about, if you do the revocable living trust, or we've also talked about the fact that these days probate isn't really as scary as people make it seem out there, but the tax burden and the tax consequences, that kind of is scary. So the step up in basis is something that you get when the person passes away. And so you inherit the property at the fair market value on the date of the decedent's death, and therefore you're not going to be paying any taxes on the gain on the appreciation. So say if my parents went out and bought a house in the 70s and it was like $20,000, and then when they die, it's $400,000, that's a huge gain, but I wouldn't have to pay the taxes on that gain because I'm going to get the step up in basis to $400,000. So even if I take their house and I'm like, well, I don't want it, I need to sell it, I'm not going to have to pay the gain on from $20,000 to $400,000. I get to sell it at the fair market value for what it's worth. And then my holding period is the same as theirs when they passed away, which is long term. So it's really nice to do it that way. If your parents were to gift the house to you when you're alive, now we're in a different situation. We don't get that step up in basis. And that's where the tax consequences and the tax burden, things can start to get really messy. It can take away from the estate tax exemption, especially if they have a lot of assets. So again, it's like complicated. You want to talk about it. Like Kristen said, they talk to a lot of other professionals when weighing their options, but there are definitely more options. And you don't just want to let someone say, oh, I'm so afraid of probate, I'm just going to give you the house right now. Cause you know, you need to plan ahead.
Yeah. And it's, we plan ahead. And it's, like I said, when we first started this video, it's morbid. It really stinks to start thinking about your parents and death and, you know, mortality. It's a terrible thing to talk about, and it makes people sad and emotional. But this is something that they want to leave their assets to you. So they want to discuss this, and you need to be proactive and willing to discuss it as well, like an adult, and have these conversations, because it is your future. In your future, you will inherit this property, and you need to have the best options and the best information to make the best decisions for your family. Now, some people, if your parents have a lot of assets, maybe a revocable living trust is an option for you, because they can put everything into the trust and then it's all protected. There's no probate and everything is just beautiful. A revocable living trust, it is more expensive. It's a little bit more pricey, but if there's assets there, then it might be worth it to do something like that. So that's another option that you can take as well.
Yeah, for sure. The revocable living trust too is a really great vehicle to kind of put your assets inside of it while you're still alive, because then you still have control of those assets. And if something changes, that's another reason. I mean, maybe you deed your house to your child and then they get a divorce and now your house is part of this messy divorce or something like that. Like if you have it in a revocable living trust, you have the option to change the terms of the agreement, and you have the option to continue to have control over your assets until, you know, you pass away. And then upon your passing, the assets become the part of the trust, and then the trustee can distribute it. And it's just nice and clean. It's just a lot easier, and it helps you keep that control, which I think is, I would want, but I'm a control freak. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, we did the revocable living trust a couple of years ago, and for us, it made the most sense because we have all the businesses, all the properties. That's a lot of things for anybody to kind of reel in without having proper, it's almost like a portfolio of assets, if you will. So in a situation like mine, to have this revocable living trust, it keeps everything clean and organized. So if you're a little OCD like me and Marit are, it is wonderful. But like I said, if you don't have that many assets and you're concerned about your property, you're concerned about your parents' property and they don't have a lot of assets, then don't be afraid of probate, because it's not like it was back in like the, you know, 60s and 80s when people were trying to pass, you know, generational wealth or properties down to their children. Probate's a lot cleaner right now. So it is easier to get through. It really is. So take advantage of the step up in basis. That is the entire point of this video. Take advantage of the step up in basis so you can actually utilize the assets that your parents are leaving for you.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And the American Bar Association has said that most states, so remember, probate is on a state-by-state basis. Most states have really streamlined their processes. So if you are scared of it, you know, look in your state's website and find out what their probate processes are. I'm sure it's not that, you know, hard to find. So that could be something else you could do to kind of feel empowered in the situation. If you just feel like all of this death stuff is just so overwhelming, it's okay. just, you know, take it a step at a time.
Yeah, it goes back to what we say, and I swear, like, every video, knowledge is power. Do your homework, get all the information that you can, even on estates in general, even forgetting about properties and deeds, estate planning. Are you in a state where they're going to tax like crazy, tax your estate like crazy? Are you there? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're in a state where they're not taxing your estate like crazy, and that's wonderful, but you need to know the state that you're living is going to, every state is going to tax you differently. So make sure that you have all of the information. It's at your fingertips. So get into it. Knowledge is power. I hope you found this video helpful and informative. And make sure you leave your comments below if you have any questions. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.